48. Cloudy overnight, a low 32. Breezy again tomorrow. Times of clouds and sun with an afternoon shower, high 54. Now back to the Steve Jones Show on WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Kevin and her and I in the break talking about the Eagles' tremendous postseason success over the years.
Or, you know, struggles, as it were, from time to time.
Struggles? Be kidding me.
I'm trying to put the positive spin on it.
Good luck to you.
It's not easy. You're right.
No, it's a long day.
But see, I have a lot of friends who are Eagles fans, so I have to try and be empathetic as much as possible, because being a Steeler fan, I do remember the 80s as well.
Yes. Our number is 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. All right. Now, travel. A couple times this year I've had to travel in the day of games, and Sunday was one of them. And, you know, I roll the dice. Let's face it, you do roll the dice. You're putting yourself in the hands of commercial airlines, weather, and so forth to get yourself to a game. Back in early December, Big Ten Network called. Bob Lanning wanted to know if I would do men's gymnastics on BTN. I said, sure. I said, that'd be great, you know. And so I book a flight from State College to Madison that morning. And I get it for $151. Not bad. So, now I keep wondering, what's the weather going to be like? Well, early last week, if you recall, they were talking about a potential snowstorm moving up from the south. Now, it was not going to affect Madison or Detroit, but it could have affected here. I'm thinking, ah, great. You know, and not only am I rolling the dice on travel, I'm also rolling the dice on travel in February in the Big Ten to Madison, Wisconsin, and Detroit, Michigan. So you do roll the dice on it. And it worked out perfectly. It couldn't have been any better. But I go to basketball practice Saturday morning over at State College Area High School because Thom was going on. They had to practice at State High. Then the team left at noon, and then I had a meeting at 3:30 over at Rec Hall with Rob Brown and the producer, Terry Ewart. Terry Ewart, of course, was the producer for Monday Night Football for many years. And just a great guy to work with. His daughter's a Penn State graduate. His daughter, for years, worked on Thon. So, meeting at 3:30, done about 4:30. Then I finally, you know, I said, Terry, what time do you want me back? He says, I'll be back around 6. So I got back about 5:45. Dual meet started at 7 o'clock. We did a pre-taping of the open at 6:30. And the way the meet was run, it was not run in such a way where Illinois and Penn State alternated who was up on a respective apparatus. In other words, when you were done with the vault, the next vaulter was ready. When you were done on the parallel bars, the next person was up and set to go. Okay, that's fine. That meant that each rotation, we had to tape. Okay. And it was supposed to be, Steve comes out, establishes where we are out of the commercial. Steve gives us the event score. Steve then gives us the total score. Right? And then we would tell you, we weren't going to pretend that what we were showing you was live. We would say, and earlier, here's how Illinois built its score on the vault. Whatever. Well, there are certain events that we were able to actually get everybody in. It just worked out perfectly. But there were three of them where we had to do the tapes. And the idea was to do the tape during the two-minute touch period they have. Well, that didn't work. I think it only worked once. So there were three things after the dual meet was over with that we had to tape. And plus, we had to tape the close. Okay. So instead of being done at 9, we were done about 10 o'clock. It was just one extra hour, and that's no big deal. That's because I did a double dual meet with Penn State, Minnesota, and Alabama last year. And because it was three, we taped all the Alabama events, and we were not done with the production until 11:30 at night. And the event ended at 9. Well, this time, you know, it worked out great. We were done by 10 o'clock. I got out of there. So now I go home, get some sleep, up at about 4:30, swing by the Jordan Center. Was amazed by the number of people at 4:30 in the morning at the BJC on Sunday morning. Amazed. Got to the airport a little bit after 5. Flight was at 6. Got to Detroit. A little bit of a layover there. Boom. Flight takes me into Madison. I get to Madison a half hour early. I get there at 10. Get a cab in. Cabby drops me off at the hotel. I go up, find Patrick, do the pregame show. Boom. Do the game. Game's done. Fly back. Couldn't have worked any better. Back in November, I had to do a football game at Ohio State. Penn State won the game 20-14. I then had to fly to Connecticut the next day to do basketball at South Florida. So I get on the team charter from Columbus, go back to State College, nice and easy, no problem. Next morning, get up, same story, 5 o'clock, I'm at the airport, on the plane at 5:30, up in the air at 6, I'm in Philadelphia a little bit after 7, I had only a 30-minute layover, bang, bang, I get on the plane, I fly into Hartford. Now, my brother lives in South Windsor, Connecticut. My mother lives in Enfield, Connecticut. Enfield borders where Bradley International Airport is. Tremendous. So I call up and I said, hey, would you like to pick me up at the airport? Then I uttered the magic words that opened the door to making sure I had a trip to the arena. They said, really? Where's the game? I said, it's at the Mohegan Sun. At that point, the line for volunteers was rather long. Oh, the two of us will come by. We'll pick you up. It's great. Oh, yeah. So I do the Ohio State football game. Penn State wins it 20-14. Fly back to State College. I told you earlier, fly to Philly. I get to Bradley in Hartford 30 minutes early. This is great. Now, because it's a day trip, the same thing I did Sunday, I did on this particular Sunday. I just brought my briefcase with me. I didn't pack a bag. No need. Something happens, I'll go to the mall, I'll find something. All right? So I just have my briefcase with me. Stuff all set to go in there. You know, I already had both the South Florida game and the football game prepared. I was all ready.
A carry-on, I hope.
That's all it is.
Okay.
It's just a light Penn State football briefcase I have. Yeah. And no computer, none of that stuff. So I go out, and I'm in at Bradley. There are two decks. Yeah. And I go out, and I think to myself, you know, they probably think I'm a baggage claim. So I go downstairs, and I go out the door baggage claim. I am literally the only person out there, the only human being out there.
And this is during, this is not wee hours of the morning, right?
It's 8:30. I told them to pick me up at 9, so it's 9 o'clock.
Okay, so this is not unusual hours.
No. So it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'm the only person there. And all of a sudden, I look over, and here comes my brother and my mother. I'm thinking, this is great. It couldn't have worked out any better. I'm standing right there at the walk. I wave. My brother pulls up to the sidewalk of the stop sign, looks both ways, keeps on going. I'm thinking to myself, what is going on here?
How long has it been since you saw your brother? I mean, has it been decades or what?
Really longer than I thought. So I go street because he has to stop at another stop sign. I wave my arms with the idea that when he looks in the rearview mirror, he say, hey, there's my brother. Here's Steve. Yeah. He gets to the next stop sign, looks both ways, he keeps on going. So I'm thinking to myself, you have to be kidding me. So I start walking down the roadway to what was the old terminal. And I grew up around there. I used to, in fact, when I was in Boy Scouts, we restored an F4F Wildcat that is still in the Bradley Air Museum. So I was walking down the old terminal because I thought he was parking down there. I go around the turn, he's not even there. You have to be kidding me. So now I walk back to the original area of baggage claim. I figured, and of course, I try to call him. Answer the phone. You have to be kidding me. Nobody answers the phone. All of a sudden, he comes out of the garage and says, "Hey, there you are." I said, "What do you mean, hey, here I am?" I said, didn't you see me standing on the sidewalk waving at you when you came by? He says, "We didn't see anybody there." Oh, yeah. Now we make the 40-mile trip down the Mohegan Sun. I called Dick up. I said, "Dick, I'm on my way." Dick said, "Great." He says, typical Dick. He said, "Let's go over to Horsebook for a minute."
Right, yeah.
But I wanted to see, I wanted to see Kentucky play, though, because Kentucky was playing Old Dominion. But that game wasn't until noon. We get down there, and the two of them, my brother and mother, right, get on the one-armed bandits. At that point, I'm gone. I don't exist.
Right. Yeah.
In fact, I'm right back to where I was when they drove past me at the airport. out of sight.
And you better hope they don't get on a streak where that machine becomes really loose, or you will never get to the event.
No, they were on the arena's in the middle. I'm already at the arena.
Oh, okay. So you don't you can walk.
I just had to go to the door. I mean, the arena is in the center, and the casino's around the arena.
Okay, I got you.
All right. They got on a roll. So finally Dick shows up. He goes, "Hey, I want to show you a few things." He says, "Yeah, hold on. Let me say goodbye to my family. See you later." It's like, "Hey, take care." I felt so good about myself.
Yeah. You know, that's all about quality family time with one person and the slot machine.
Yes. And then I get a text from my brother later. How come he didn't leave his tickets? I did leave you tickets at the will call window, as I told you, on the way down and in the casino.
Listen, never, never talk to anybody when they're standing in front of the slot machine. The focus isn't there. You've never been to a casino, have you? You can't talk to the person on the slot machine. It just doesn't work. And don't interrupt somebody at a table game. That's even worse.
Well, I remember when I was in college, a friend of mine, John Gallagher, his parents ran a motel in Wildwood Crest. And he said it was 1 May. And he said, "Hey, let's everybody go down there." In fact, my friend Rick Berry, who's the co-owner of the Padres, all of us go down together. And John says, "Hey, why don't we go up to Atlantic City?" And, you know, he says, this is when Resorts International had just opened. And I said, "Oh, okay, great." So we go up to Resorts International. Of course, you know, Mr. Mega Millions over here has a quarter to play. So I walk over to this machine. I figure, okay, we'll play the quarter. We'll get it over with, right? And this woman comes running over, throws her arms around and looks at me and screams at me, "I'm waiting for change!"
You invaded her machine? Oh, that's wrong.
I didn't realize that.
You have really... Now you've breached the... that's bad etiquette right there. That's bad casino etiquette. She had that machine tagged.
I see.
Yeah, there's only one person in a casino that can interrupt play. From a slot machine to the table, and that's the drink person. That's it. No family, no friends. That's only the drink person is the only one that can interrupt someone's play at a table game or a slot machine.
And the FBI. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. More incredible stories in a moment.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
Here's Jamie Marks, registered nurse, Geisinger Medical Center in Danville.
Innovation pretty much drives every decision that's made here. This is where answers can be found for complex problems.
If it's a serious health issue, and you're the sort of person who doesn't hesitate to seek out the best, you owe it to yourself to consider Geisinger Medical Center. It's a place where entire teams of uncommon physicians, researchers, nurses, and other specialists challenge convention, push the boundaries. They're leaders in organ transplantation, innovators in treating brain tumors, heart problems, and complex cancers. Geisinger Medical Center in Danville is a very wise option.
We're very fortunate to have an institution of this caliber right here in our backyard.
To put these experts on your side, call 1-800-275-6401 or visit geisinger.org. Geisinger Medical Center, redefining boundaries.
Susquehanna Valley RV.
It's the Big RV Show. And there is only one RV dealer who could put this show on the road. Susquehanna Valley RV presents the Pre-Spring RV Show at the Bloomsburg Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you are even thinking about camping, this is the one show you don't want to miss. Huge discounts on all units. The big names will be there, like Cherokee, Denali by Dutchman, Gray Wolf, Wildcat, Viewfinder, Shadow Cruiser, Freedom Express by Coachman, and many, many more RVs. It's mind-boggling. A 31-foot Gray Wolf show price, $16,997. Make plans to attend the Big RV Show. Presented by Susquehanna Valley RV at the Bloomsburg Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Free admission and free parking. For more information, log on to funrvcamping.com.
There's an exciting new world waiting for you at Susquehanna Valley RV. A camper's best friend.
Weekdays from 10 a.m. till noon, join Dan Patrick on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
That's something you got to think about. Who would play you in a movie?
Jason Bateman. Not that I had that answer ready.
And you're about what? Are you 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah, 6'3".
I'm not sure what he is, but most actors you see on television, you think they're 6 foot and they're like 5'6".
They're stumpy. Who would you, I'm thinking? Dude. For you, Jason Statham.
Statham, that's what I was going to say.
Right. Dan will talk all things sports and more. Dan Patrick, weekdays 10 till noon and again from 7 to 10 p.m. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.
It's 23 and a half past the hour. Bottom of the hour, Sarah Bartlett with the news. And your calls at 1-800-795-9565. All the travel horror stories. We've had a few. But we can always talk about that. But they worked out this morning, football. Luba Hall. 105 guys. If you want updates on any guys, give me a call. 1-800-795-9565. Because it turned out I was there. I'll be there Friday as well. We can talk basketball. How about CBS? Well, first of all, the Lady Lions were awesome last night. Great performance. Win a share of the Big Ten regular season championship. They win the outright title Sunday, be the number one seed. It's also the Pink Zone game against Minnesota Sunday. $3 from every ticket goes to breast cancer research. Wrestling has already won the regular season dual meet championship in the Big Ten. They're getting ready for the Big Tens. They rolled through Pitt the way Sherman rolled through Atlanta, 33-6. Took out Pitt with relative ease, and Pitt had lost one dual meet the entire year. They were ranked 9th in the country, and Penn State just slapped them around. Meanwhile, college basketball, Northwestern plays Michigan tonight. Big game for Northwestern. They're 45th in the RPI. I'm not a big believer in the RPI. I'm a big believer in the eye test. I think there should be more done in that committee room with the eye test in terms of what they see instead of having data in front of them. I think the eye test tells you many times who an NCAA tournament team is and will give you an idea on seedings who's better than somebody else. But the RPI is still used, and since it is used, we'll point out the Northwestern is 45th in the RPI. They've never been to the NCAA tournament. They are 6-8 right now in the conference. Winning tonight at home would be huge because Michigan has had a really good year, and the game against Penn State Saturday night at 9 o'clock here is a must-win for Northwestern. Penn State's in a very interesting spot for that game because it's a very winnable game for the Nittany Lions. And was I mean, the lack or the lack of the depth of knowledge, what I saw Sunday in the Michigan State-Purdue game, when they were talking about potential Big Ten Player of the Year candidates, look, Tim Frazier's not going to win it. We know that. He's on an 11th place team. He's not going to win Big Ten Player of the Year. I got it, right? But at least put his name in the conversation. At least put his name in the conversation. Who's a better point guard in this conference? I mean, Trey Burke's a young guard who's played extremely well, and I've told you on this show many times that I think he is the best player Michigan has. I think he's better than Tim Hardaway Jr., right? And he made the game winner the other night against Ohio State. Well, Tim Frazier has played the best point guard of anybody in this conference. And CBS put up a graphic on Sunday. They're listing the potential Big Ten Player of the Year candidates. And the guys that you would expect to be there were there. Draymond Green, Michigan State. Yeah, I think the odds on favor to win it. Trey Burke of Michigan. Probably going to be freshman of the year. I don't think there's any doubt he's going to be freshman of the year. And then I believe they had Jordan Taylor of Wisconsin, Jared Sullinger of Ohio State. But you look at Frazier in this conference. Who else as a point guard is in his league in this conference? I mean, Jordan Taylor is averaging 3 assists to 1 turnover. They brag about the fact that it is an NCAA record, a 3-to-1 assist-to-turnover ratio, based on minimum number of assists, of course. But at Wisconsin, you should be playing a low-turnover game to begin with. They average 8.8 turnovers a game. They only get 57 possessions. And you look at, for example, Iowa. They play a normal game. They get 70, 71 possessions a game. That's 14 more possessions. So in 14 fewer possessions, you should have fewer turnovers. Now, Taylor plays a nice game. But Tim Frazier has been simply outstanding. And my concern is Tim Frazier's not even going to get first team all Big Ten. And I'm not talking about, I mean, at least put his name in the conversation for Player of the Year. I know he's not going to win it. I already know he's not going to win it, but put his name in the conversation. The reason being is that he's played at that level. He's probably the best point guard in the conference, and to me should be first team, and I don't even know if he's going to get first team.
But CBS didn't even add him?
CBS didn't even have him on the list of guys.
But at least they have good music anyway.
Yeah, well, they got to put more into their basketball research and listen to their music.
They spent way too much on the theme.
Well, they need to do something because that's wrong. I mean, look, I know Penn State's not in the national conversation right now in basketball. I got it. Okay, I understand that. But when a guy's playing at that level, he's averaging 18.5 points, 6.3 assists per game. He's hit 62 of his last 67 free throws. And your issue with him is what?
He's not in the upper echelon of the Big Ten?
Well, somebody thinks he's not. Well, I have a vote. It's one time... friend of mine was arguing with me one time about something in sports, and he said, what makes you think your opinion is more valuable? I said, well, I have a vote and you don't. I vote for Sarah Bartlett on news next.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, great to have you with us here in the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio at the Chateau. As we roll on here on a Tuesday afternoon, our phone lines are open at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. So we have, an email?
Yes.
About Devin Still?
Yes. Emailer from Sealands Grove wants to know where you think he'll be, where you think he'll go, and who will be next in the draft.
Well, I think he's going to go in the top 15. It's just going to depend on part need. I mean, the Eagles certainly would be a great spot for him to land. The next guy to go, I think, might be for Penn State, might be Johnny Troutman. Johnny Troutman had a very good Senior Bowl. He might be the next guy to go. Now, where Johnny goes, I don't know. Johnny could be a third-round pick. Could be a late second-round pick. You know, Derek Moy has to get himself into the mix here. The combine is going to be very important for him. I thought Moy had a chance when the season began of being a third-round pick. He did not play like a third-round pick during the season. He had some moments that were good. Getting hurt didn't help him. You expected him to make some big catches in big games, and he did so in the Illinois game. You know, he came off the bench. Now, of course, there's great mythology about that. You know, it's, the mythology goes that came off the bench in that final drive for Penn State, made two big catches, and set up Silas Red. He actually entered the game on the final series of the third quarter and played the entire fourth quarter. Because I remember I made a big deal about it when he came in the game.
Takes all the magic out of it, though.
I know. Well, that's what I remember talking with Jay Paterno, and Jay said, he said, Steve, don't let the facts ruin a great story.
That's right. Don't let the facts blow a whole great story. Right.
He says, if everyone wants to think he entered in the final series of the game and then saved the day for everybody, he says, good, let him do it. I said, wait, Jay, that's not true. You know it's not true. He says, oh, I know it's not true.
But it's a great story.
Yes. I mean, you know, you have a lot of people who think that, but that's not true. But Moy needs to – I think Moy is absolutely a draftable player. I think Stupar's a draftable player. I think Stupar is a draftable player. I like the way – especially in today's game, he plays the pass well. He can be an every-down linebacker for you. The running game, which is important in the NFL, there's so much passing in the NFL today. You have to have linebackers that can cover. You have to. And he can do that. And I think that's a big plus for him. So those are the four guys I'm looking at right away. Powell's an interesting guy. But, yeah, those are the guys. And Crawford did okay. I know Crawford's going to get to go to the combine. That's good for Jack. He needs that. You know, I mean, Jack has pretty good hands. I mean, he's the kind of guy you could actually throw him out there as a second tight end. In fact, when he came up to Penn State, there was some thought he might play some tight end. And he settled in at defensive end. So I hope that answers his question in Salem's Grove.
I'm trying to find out where Mel has him at.
Mel has him at 15.
So that would put him with the Eagles?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you said in the top 15. I didn't realize you meant 15.
Well, I'm saying, though, but that's okay. Where he is. That's where he is. He's the best. He's labeled the number one defensive tackle in the draft, which makes complete sense after watching him play all season. When he's healthy, he is as dominant as any player seen. He's had injuries. That is something you do have to be wary of, no question, because he missed a full season with a torn ACL. I was there. I saw when it happened. It was a freak play. You know, this year with the back injury, with the turf toe, he missed the Senior Bowl, which is fine. I think playing in All-Star games is overrated. You know, they just glorified combines. You know, he'll be able to go out to the combine, Indianapolis, do his deal. Then they'll have pro day here on March 21st. And I'm trying to think of the timing of pro day works out based on this show. If it does, I'll be there. I think part of it's in the morning. So if that's the case, I'll be there. Give you at least a read on what I saw. And go from there.
I'm trying to find the time for that, too.
For Pro Day here?
Yeah.
I don't even know if they release that. It's just something I just go up to Spider and I say, Spider, what time? Steve, be here at 10. Okay, fine.
Be here at 10. All right.
Well, I remember one year I got a text, and they said, the text said, Steve, can you find Tom Coughlin? Joe wants to see him. So I found Tom Coughlin and brought him up to the office. Yeah. And I don't even know what Coughlin was looking at that time. But Coughlin actually knew members of my family because he had coached at Waterloo High School in New York in high school football, and that's where my grandparents lived. So at least I had something to talk to him about on the way up, besides giving him my personal New York Giants draft advice.
And how'd that work out?
I said, if I were you,
right.
I said I would trade for Manning.
Wow, that was a great move.
I said I would draft Philip Rivers and I would trade him for Manning. And Coughlin said, I don't know, Steve. That seems kind of far-fetched. Where else are you going to find that kind of insight? Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Lady Lions won the Big Ten Championship last night, at least a share of it. And you want to talk about hot pace. I told you yesterday that it would be a game that could be between 75 and 80 possessions. And you want to know how many possessions there were in the first half?
Now, that's a stat I didn't see.
Well, it's because you have to chart it yourself. 38. Now, how many in the second half? We know they built up such a big lead, it didn't matter. But take 38 times 2. What's that? And you want to know what?
A lot.
And guess what? They had 1.5 points per possession in the first half. How about that number? That's astronomical. If you want to make big money in the NBA, if you average they average 1.5 points per possession, which is an astronomical deal. Now, if you want to make big money in the NBA, you average yourself 1.5 points a shot. You are a multimillionaire. I am not enamored with guys or women that play basketball that score 25 points and do so on 25 shots. That's not a productive night. Okay, it took too much to get 25 points. 25 points on 25 shots doesn't get it done. Now,
I had to think about that a little bit, but I got you now.
Okay.
It took me a little bit, but I'm with you now.
Is Sarah available?
No. Actually, I don't know.
Yeah, I know you don't. You're just trying to protect yourself. Now, when Kelly Mazzanti went past Caliber Cheney, and you know they made a big deal about her being the all-time Big Ten scoring leader, it actually brought Cheney's career back to light. At Indiana, for 4 years, do you know what he averaged per shot?
No.
1.5.
You know, I was really going to guess that, but I wasn't right.
But Kevin, for a four-year career, okay, for a four-year career, that's an amazing number. He averaged 1.5 points a shot.
The
consistency is mind-boggling.
Yeah. I mean, that's almost automatic.
Right.
Shot goes up, count it. Shot goes up, count it. Oh, wait, there was one that missed.
Right. Or he comes down the court, misses a shot, comes down the next time, gets a three. Misses a shot, comes down the shot. That's how it's calculated. Comes down the court, makes the shot, gets to the conventional three-point play. I mean, and free throws enter into it, obviously. I mean, you take Tim Frazier, he had a game last week. It was the Iowa game. He scored 23 points. He did so on 9 shots. How about that?
9?
9 shots. 23 points, 9 shots. Now, again, free throws are figured into this.
But still.
Right? It's amazing.
That's a nice point per shot average there too.
It's amazing. You know, it's the night. It's. I mean, that's great basketball right there. Now I realize he's not one of the Big Ten Player of the Year candidates and so forth, based on what CBS says.
That's right.
It's still a good night.
You're only according to CBS, you're only a candidate if your team's in the top echelon.
I talked to Billy Packer once, and what he told me made sense from his point of view. I was talking to Billy Packer once, and I said, there's so many teams. You know, of course, there are 344 now, but there were a little bit more than 300 when I had this conversation with him. I said, how do you handle that? And he said, look, I really pick out 30 teams, and I concentrate on 30 teams. And in reality, he's most likely going to be right in the vast majority of them in terms of what he's going to say. Yeah, it makes sense. And that's what he would do. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Final segment of the show coming up. Kevin Herr, excited about today's show.
I'm just reading a tweet that just came up with your Twitter feed for the Steve Jones Show, which, by the way, you can follow at Steve Jones PSU. Blue-white game 2 months away, April 21st at Beaver Stadium. No parking or admission fee. And I always think, well, that's not unusual, but I'm thinking how many people will actually see that maybe for the first time that have never been to a blue-white game and now come out. It's just the fact that, you know, with all the changes and everything, it's a historic game.
Well, it is going to be a historic game. It's absolutely, I think it's the single most intriguing big blue-white game since Derek Williams and Justin King came on board in 2005.
Now, have you heard who's going to work the game with you?
We haven't talked about it, but, I mean, Jack.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know for a few years, Joe also came up and did the game as well, and I was just curious.
In fact, Jack did not do the game for many years. For 10 years, right. Joe and I did the game together.
Correct.
Which was an absolute riot. And I had a blast doing that.
How many times did he get into one of those and start coaching on the air?
Oh, he'd have fun with it. Oh, no, he had fun with it. He knew exactly what the deal was. He told two great stories, okay, separate years. And one of them was, I think we were at halftime. Had to be at halftime. And he said, when he came to Penn State, he said, Rip Engel brought him. And Rip Engel said, Joe, you're going to love Pennsylvania. He said, Rip Engel loved farms. And he said, Joe, he says, Penn State, it's the most beautiful farms. Right? Livestock, the whole deal. He says, and the barns are so clean. He said, it's like your house. That's what he tells him. So Joe looks at me, he says, so Steve, I figured after being a few weeks here, he said, I would go over there and see what the heck he was talking about. He said, I walked in the barn and went,
Had Joe seen a barn before then?
No.
I didn't think so.
And I looked at Joe and I said, I don't have the heart to tell you this. He said, what's that? I said, my father's Uncle Phil. I said, was the guy in charge of the herd. Those 5 stone homes on Park Avenue. Right? On Park Avenue near the stadium.
Right.
Right. My father's Uncle Phil built those 5 homes.
7 degrees to Steve Jones.
Yeah. Now, the other one he tells was Jim O'Hara. And they were presenting the Jim O'Hara Award, Best Defensive Improvement, during the course of the spring. And he says, Steve, I says, Jim O'Hara. I said, okay. He says, you know, he says, I lived with the O'Haras for a while. Which, you know, I already knew. I mean, I knew he'd lived there for 11 years, right? And he said, one day, he says, Jim comes up to him. He says, Joe, why don't you sit down for a second? Said, you know, he said, when my family came over from Ireland, he said, we set up in Scranton. He said, my father was great. He said, people would come over, they'd get acclimated to the country, and then, you know, they'd move on. Hey, they'd come over, they'd stay with us for a few months, they get acclimated to the United States, they'd move on. He said, but we were really a place that people could come from Ireland, get off the boat, find their way to Scranton. He says, my parents would take them in. He said, we did that with so many people. And Joe said, ah, that's great. He says, you know what my father used to do, Joe? He said he would tell each one of them a story. Right? And he said, oh, really? He says, yeah. What do you do with Seamus? He says, I'm glad you're in the country now. He says, but you've been with us for 3 months now. It's time for you to go out, find yourself a wife, and find yourself a life. You've been with us for 3 months. And then Hora looks at Joe and says, Joe, you've been with us for 11 years. Joe then found Sue, and away we went.
They needed the shove, is that what you're saying? I got it. All right.
It's a little bit of a nudge. Final segment of the Steve Jones Show after this.
The President's Day event is finally here at BZ Motors Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Lewisburg. BZ has bonus cash plus 0% special financing too. Get $1,000 in President's Day bonus cash plus 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on all new 2012 Chrysler 200s. How about a new 2012 Dodge Caliber with up to 32 highway miles per gallon starting at only $15,630? BZ Motors also has new 2012 Jeep Patriot 4x4s with automatic transmission and Uconnect starting at only $18,995 after President's Day bonus cash. BZ Motors has huge savings on over 150 new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. So don't miss the President's Day event going on now at BZ Motors Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram in Lewisburg. Remember, nobody beats BZ, the dealership you can trust. President's Day bonus cash available only when you finance with Ally or Chase Bank. Special financing on approved credit. All prices after rebate and are plus tax, title, and tags.
Mike Rowe here with Jim Twitchell. Jim, what are you?
I'm a senior master technician.
You've been with Ford now for how long?
24 years, thankfully.
Jim, a lot of people hear about the works and they figure it's an oil change. It is an oil change, right?
No, Mike, it's not just an oil change.
Please proceed.
Well, it includes a brake inspection, belt and hoses check, checking your cabin filter, your air filter, tire rotation, battery test, top off all the fluids, and a multi-point inspection with a detailed report card.
All right, it certainly seems comprehensive, this works thing. What doesn't it include?
Well, that list is probably very short.
Glove compartment. You check that?
We try to stay out of your glove box.
What about my antenna?
Come see the experts at your local Ford dealer for a great value on routine service. The Works Fuel Saver Package covers everything you need for just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate. Stop by today.
If we were to sum up, you'd say the Works Fuel Saver Package includes pretty much everything for one low price.
It'll cover everything that your car needs for a scheduled maintenance service.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 3/31/12.
Do your feet hurt? They shouldn't. Let Albright Foot Care Center be your foot care provider. If you have diabetes, regular diabetic foot care, and foot protection are of the utmost importance. Let the physicians at Albright Foot Care Center evaluate and measure your feet for properly fitting shoes and inserts. We have a wide selection of styles for both men and women from which you can choose. Protect your feet. Make an appointment today at one of our convenient locations, Lewisburg, Sunbury, or Berwick. Call 522-8637. That's 522-TOES.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents The Road Report. 10 minutes before the hour each weekday morning on WKOK. We'll talk about construction slow spots, and we'll let you know if the weather is going to affect driving. Before you hit the road, check out The Road Report at WKOK.com. Then, listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK to find out what you'll run into on the way to work. The Road Report is on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Minutes before the hour. Great to have you with us. Top of the hour, CBS News, and then Sarah Bartlett with WKOK News. Don't forget, coming up on Thursday, we shift gears. Thursday, we will have the respective coaches, Seals Grove, Schickelming. Kevin will handle that. Kevin was telling me specifically where in the show they're going to be.
Just an idea.
He said, in a typical conversation that we have, he says, I'd like to have, what was it, Tim Four?
Yeah.
As on live in the last segment, would that be okay with you? I said, I don't care. Fine. How often do you hear the words from me? Eh, that's okay. I'm fine.
Once every 5 minutes when I ask you a question. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. All right.
That's okay. Sounds good.
Well, you know, it's you got to work around the schedules, the teaching schedules and the coaching practice schedules. And it can be a little bit challenging on this end to do that.
Right.
That well, and I don't get up at 5 in the morning.
Well, I get up at 5 in the morning for a purpose, my man.
I know.
Somebody calls the show today and asks me about, where how's X doing? I can tell them how X is doing. You know, is this person healthy, not healthy? This person hurt, not hurt? And this person changed position, I can tell you change position, things like that.
And if we didn't touch on any of that, you can send an email to Steve Jones at WKOK.com and he'll answer tomorrow.
Yeah, so that's fine. You can do all that and more. That's why I go to these things. You know, I mean, I can sit back and just get on this show and tell stories all the time. But in the end, it's going to be the information that's going to carry the show. You have to be able to provide something that they know will not normally get. Well, okay, I looked around today. It looked to me like I was the only person there because that was hanging around.
By the way, an update on the polls. Right now, the keep the DH at 57% and make the pitcher hit is 43%.
So that's a
very tight poll. No. And more. What would you like to see more on the Big Ten Network? 52% wrestling. It is now volleyball at 22% and other at 18%. If you haven't done so, you can go to stevejonesshow.com
love
and
other.
Participate.
Love other.
Love other.
Well, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, other opens up the door to, what is it you were, the Olympic sports you used the other day.
Yes.
Which, by the way, I'm looking forward to in London. I will be recording just hours upon hours. My DVR will be filled with Olympic coverage because I will watch as much of it as I can. I'm an Olympic junkie.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Starts July 27th.
My DVR runs for 2 weeks nonstop. My wife doesn't get a chance to look at the TV. She has to go to another one. She's not happy about it, but she does it. It only happens every 2 years. The one night it was about 1 a.m. and I'm watching curling live. She said, really? Curling? 1 a.m. live? Do you have a life? And I said, how long have we been married? She goes, yeah, exactly.
Wow. I enjoy the Olympics.
There's something about them.
Well, it's the world competition, the world championship of each event. Winning a gold medal especially. You get a shot every 4 years at one.
I mean, you're literally... if you're on that stand, one of the three best, arguably on that day, in the world.
Of course.
Maybe that's why it's been so magical to me to be able to watch that. And like I said, I'll watch the smallest sports.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I have in my collection, I have 2 unused biathlon tickets from the Salt Lake City Games that I picked up as just a collector's piece.
Oh, very nice.
It's worth absolutely nothing, but,
remember, well, there are certain ways to make certain sports more interesting and more exciting. Take America's Cup yacht racing.
Right.
I've always been a proponent of arming the boats.
Oh, now that's exciting.
You let them duel it out in the bay. You don't have to worry about going around buoys. In the end, you really do know who won.
And then somebody's got to have a pirate hat just to make it work.
Yes. Although you get a little worried about raising the Jolly Roger, but that's okay.